FM 90.3 WJTL, Christy Knuckles, sing along for King and Country. Before that was Shoulders. Good morning to you, Annie, and Fred with you, 7:04.
Hey, good morning, friends. Look for the WJTL Parade crew in the Mount Joy Memorial Day Parade. It's happening this Saturday. Be sure to cheer and say hi as our crew passes by. The parade steps off at 2 p.m.
And this morning, our very special guest is from Brittany's Hope. It's the director of charitable giving there, Dana Myers. Good morning, Dana.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Thanks
so
for having
me. So great to have you here.
Yeah, it's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Sure. I'll say hi to my five kids. I hope they're up. Christopher, Michael, Daniel, Megan, and Courtney, and my husband, Chris.
Very cool. Now, we want to talk about Brittany's Hope, but you just told us you just ran the Boston Marathon.
Yeah, I did.
That's amazing.
Amazing. Congrats.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm pretty proud of it.
Yeah, you should be. Get just a little closer there. Yeah.
Okay.
That's great. Is that the first time you've run that race?
I ran the Harrisburg Marathon to qualify for it, and then
wow.
I ran Boston.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, my kids run. I've always run, and I thought, you know what? It's about time I can do a marathon.
That's
so I
right.
did it and qualified, and yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
It was
cool.
really hard.
Wow.
Really
I
believe
bet.
That. So,
yeah,
I believe
I
that.
Well, congratulations
Thank
to you.
You.
We are impressed.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, on to Brittany's Hope.
Yes.
Tell us about Brittany's Hope.
Hey, yeah, well, so I started at Brittany's Hope in November of 21, and I am just blown away by everything that they do. So Brittany's Hope is they aid orphan and abandoned children worldwide. Mm-hmm. So we do that in a couple ways. Specifically, and we started out providing grants, international grants for children with special needs adoption. So children with special needs so families here that want to adopt a child and are called to adopt a child with special needs, we help them out because it's a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge financial commitment to adopt a child, and especially a child with special needs. And special needs can be anything from mental or physical disabilities, which we typically think of, an older child who might get lost in the adoption process because people are always hesitant to adopt an older child, or a sibling group. So we work with children like that. And then we also provide, because the adoption process can take so very long, we realized we needed to do more to help the children who weren't yet being adopted. So we also provide humanitarian aid. And we do that, we work with specific orphanages in Kenya, Ethiopia, and Vietnam, and we have special partnerships with them. So
that's
been pretty amazing.
Pretty awesome. Any great stories about how God has used Brittany's Hope?
Amazing stories. One that is just hitting me every day and realizing the real importance of our work. We just hired Rachel Yoder, and she is our creative coordinator. She was one of our first adoptees. I almost can't talk about her without
goodness.
Like almost crying.
Sure.
She was born without with only part of her tongue, and then her arms on one side it goes down to about her wrist. The other is about to her elbow, and then her legs are about to her knees. She just graduated early so congratulations to Rachel.
Yeah.
Just graduated early from college, and she started with us in December because she graduated early and then went to her graduation ceremony. So she's like a walking, living testimony of the importance that we do. And she is the creative coordinator and just does everything, no equipment, nothing else. She just drove to Michigan to be in a wedding. One of her friends is getting married. And we're just blown away every day by
love it.
Her parents' commitment.
And I love now that she has the ability to impact kids like her.
She is completely amazing.
Yeah,
and
love
fun
that.
And wonderful and happy. And you just realize the importance every day.
Yeah. If folks want more information about Brittany's Hope, they could visit you online.
Yes, at www.brittanyshope.org.
And you guys have an event coming up.
Yeah, so it's really important to reach out to the community in a number of different ways to get the word out about what we're doing. So we do a couple of events. The one that's coming up that we're really excited about is on Sunday, July 17th, and it is called Biking for Brittany. So, and we'll be talking about it more, but you can also look that up at bikingforbrittany.org.
Very cool. We look forward to getting more details on that from Dana. On the way, more music too. Blanca, Jason Gray, and more.